job do you think is overpaid?
Prostitution.
Prostitution. Oh, hey, hey.
Did you hear that guy in the back, the suck in the back, trying to gain brownie points, trying to see if he can have some relations with the host? Hey, they need more money. Don't do that, man. You're a jerk. And guys like that think she's going to be like, oh, man, I'm so attracted to you now. You stood up for those women. I'm so attracted to you. You want to go get a hotel? It don't work like that, buddy. You could take your cape off now.
Women, well, we go after our careers so much. By the time we look up, we single. We got all these degrees. We got every degree. We got a PhD. And all we got is a DOG and no MAN.
And no MAN, right.
But the man, he can go out and get all of those credentials and do that, because here's what it is, Delvin and Justin. At the end of the day, the man makes the choice. The man make the choice.
Isn't it the woman that chooses the man who chooses the woman?
Men decide when we're going to get married. We could do all of this. Yes, we can get every degree. And we can find the men that we may like. But at the same time, if he ain't pulling the trigger, it don't matter. It don't matter what you, and ladies, let me just break this down to you. And this is some of my friends, some of my, I'm not going to go there, people that I know. We got every degree. Don't no man care about that, because he ain't going to marry the girl that work at Wendy's.
Well, I'm hearing a lot of women say now, you know, okay, I give up. I'm tired of working. I'm stressed out. You know, I'm working whatever, 12-hour days. I can't take this no more. I don't want to be independent no more. Please, a man come in and I cook, I clean, I submit. Just save me from this. So, yeah, I don't think anybody should put so much value, man or woman, in a degree. Forget your degree. I mean, it's cute to hang on the wall, but it's about character, who you are as a person, your family, building a family. Building meaningful relationships. It's not about how much money I got and how many degrees I got. It's not about putting so much focus on raising your social status. How about be a decent human being and build meaningful, happy relationships with family and friends? Don't get me wrong. You need to make money too, but I don't think people should put that as their number one priority and goal in life, is to make a lot of money and gain a lot of status. But that's just me. At this rate, sleeping might be a red flag. So a guy ordering dessert on a date is a red flag to me. That's a female thing to do, for real. Look, no one's more critical than a woman when it comes to judging a man. We all know this. Your haircut got to be just right. Your lineup got to be right. You got to walk the right way, the right shoes, say the right thing at the right time. Be masculine, but don't be toxic. It ain't worth it to go through all this scrutiny. Look, just don't like me then. Cool. This is stupid. Just, yeah, please don't like me.
It is better to deal with no woman than a masculine woman.
Facts.
It is better to sit around and get some KY or some lotion and go yourself than deal with a masculine woman.
100% agree.
Don't get mad that men are saying, I'd rather do nothing than deal with a masculine woman. Don't get mad that men are sitting back saying that.
Look, ladies, your life would just be better if you were more feminine. No offense. I'm saying, try it out. Try to work on it. Look at some YouTube videos on how to become more feminine. I'm not saying it because I'm trying to be a mean man. Like, just do an experiment and see how people react to you. See how things in your life start going. And just see if it improves. Try it out for 2 months and see what happens. And if you don't like the results, you can go back to being a masculine mean, you know what. Come back and tell me how it went in the comment section.
What's the lowest amount of money you would sell your underwear for?
I wouldn't sell my underwear at all.
Not even for $1,000?
Okay, for $1,000.
Yeah, exactly.
I would sell it for sure.
What about $500?
Yeah.
What about $250?
I think I would still do it because I don't care. Maybe not for 10, but for like also for 100, I would do it, I think.
Probably 25 bucks.
Maybe, yes.
Okay, I don't even know what to say. You just, when people say things, they say it just so they can sound a certain way. It don't gotta be true. Especially if the camera's on. I can't make myself sound bad in front of the camera. But certain things, you don't need people to tell the truth. It's just obvious. If somebody said they wouldn't sell their underwear for $500, you know they lying. I mean, if they were doing good financially, if they were a millionaire, yeah, they wouldn't sell their underwear for $500. But somebody who working at a restaurant or a call center, yeah, come on.